Tune for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. The news is next.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion Districts Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include the Cameron Dupuis Cajun Band and Kira Vietar and Bayou Beat. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Ukrainian leaders claim that Russia wants to start World War III by occupying their country. Russian officials have made equally sharp comments, claiming the West is responsible for the failure of the recent Geneva Agreement intended to resolve the Ukrainian crisis. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that's why pro-Russian separatists won't lay down their weapons in eastern Ukraine. Speaking through an interpreter, Lavrov says Ukrainian nationalists still in Kiev need to put down their weapons, too.
If the Kiev authorities get down to implementing the Geneva Accords, clear out that shameful Maidan camp and liberate the buildings that have been illegally seized and disarm right sector and other radicals, then, as leaders of the Southeast have said not just once on Russian television, they will be ready to follow similar steps according to the Geneva Accords.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says European Union foreign ministers will soon meet. They'll talk about whether to impose more targeted sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine crisis. President Obama and his South Korean counterpart are warning of tough new sanctions if North Korea follows through on threats to conduct a fourth nuclear test. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. President Obama is on the second leg of a four-nation trip to Asia.
President Park Geun-hye said at a joint press briefing that North Korea is ready to detonate a test bomb at any time. President Obama threatened tougher sanctions if Pyongyang conducts the test, but he admitted the sanctions might not achieve much.
North Korea is already the most isolated country in the world by far. Its people suffer terribly because of the decisions that its leaders have made. And we are not going to find a magic bullet that solves this problem overnight.
President Obama also offered his condolences for the South Korean ferry that sank last week, leaving 300 people dead or missing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Washington State has become the first to lose its waiver to the federal No Child Left Behind education law. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Most states have waivers to the requirements of the federal school improvement law, but they come with strings attached. Washington lost its waiver because it refused to link teacher evaluations to students' standardized test scores. The state superintendent of public instruction, Randy Dorn, says about 90% of Washington schools will now have to send out letters calling themselves failing.
You're supposed to have 100% of your students at proficient grade level. If you have one kid that's not proficient, you got to send the letter.
Washington schools will also lose flexibility in how they spend some of their federal money, and they may have to pay for outside tutoring or transportation of students to other schools. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 142 points at 16,360. The NASDAQ is down 64 points. You're listening to NPR. There are several forest fires burning in New Jersey. One near the Central Coast forced authorities to evacuate more than 600 homes. That fire has since been contained. Another fire is burning east of the Garden State Parkway, less than 50 miles south of New York City. Dry conditions and strong winds are fueling the flames. There are no reports of injuries. Ford Motor Company's first quarter profit fell nearly 40% from last year. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports, some of that decline was expected.
Ford is launching an unprecedented 23 new vehicles globally this year, causing more downtime for factories switching to a new product. Ford also spent $350 million to top up a fund for future recalls and warranty claims. Ford's chief financial officer, Bob Shanks, says recalls are up across the whole industry because of the increasing complexity of vehicles.
Obviously, we don't like recalling vehicles, having to recall vehicles, but you have to do what's right for the customers.
Ford also lost $400 million in Venezuela due to that country's weak currency. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
Teams searching for the missing Malaysian airliner have nearly finished their scan of one region in the southern Indian Ocean. It's in the area about 1,000 miles west of Australia, where underwater sounds, similar to a jet's flight data recorder, were heard. But nothing's been found, even with the help of a submersible robot. Officials in charge of the search say they may widen their search area. They may also start using more powerful sonar equipment that can descend to lower ocean depths. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Park Foundation, dedicated to heightening public awareness of critical issues, at parkfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We venture back now to 1955 and music from the Muddy Waters Band.
Got long fashioned way. I may be getting old, but I got long fashioned way. But I'm gonna love a good woman the rest of my natural days. If my hair's running gray, I know you think the way I feel. My hair is turning gray. I know you think the way I feel. There may be snow up on the mountain, but that is far down under the hill. Way. I may be getting old, but I got long fashioned way. I don't worry about no young one, that'd be no one to take my place.
You gotta move. You can't stay here no more. You're my baby, and I love you so, but still you gotta go away from it. You gotta move. You gotta move away from here. You're my baby, and I love you so, but still you gotta go away from here. Well, I'd rather be dead and in my grave, and to have another man here to take my place. Oh, you gotta move, yeah. You're my baby, and I love you so, but still you got to go away from me. You gotta move away from here. Gotta move away from here. You're my baby, and I love you so, but still you gotta go. You wanna work no more. You want cooking. You want soap.
You gotta move. Elmore James from 1960-1961, right in that time period. One of the most influential of Chicago blues recording artists at the time. He, of course, was originally from Mississippi, as was Muddy Waters, whom we heard just prior to Elmore James. We heard Muddy from 1955, along with Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Francis Clay on drums, and Willie Dixon on bass. And that was a Willie Dixon composition. Willie wrote that number for the Muddy Waters band, Young Fashioned Ways. Next is a tune that Willie also wrote for the Muddy Waters band that they recorded in 1954. We're going to go, though, to the year 2010. Listen to vocalist Robin McHale from her disc Mess Around. Robin here on KRVS with her cover of the Willie Dixon tune, I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Love to you. yeah. I can tell by the way you walk that walk, boy. I can tell by the way you talk that talk. Ooh, yeah.
Recorded live at Lincoln Center back in 1991. That was Jay McShann on piano and vocals, the great Kansas City band leader back in the 1930s. He started a small group and ended up with one of the finest of the sort of swing-flavored blues organizations that recorded and performed for many, many years. He was really something. Charlie Parker got his start with Jay McShann's band. Before we heard Jay McShann, we heard Robin McKell from her disc Mess Around. Robin doing a rendition of I Just Want to Make Love to You. We're going to stick with swing for another cut. We're going to venture back now to July of 1945. Here's Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five.
Mm-hmm. to a cafe and buy you a real fine meal. Hey, Jack, I gotta do some riding. Soon we gotta come to a dividing. I don't wanna continue, cause the sign says off Pump, West Virginia. And that's where my baby lives. And I ain't going no further. Hey, don't you stop me now. I don't wanna commit no murder. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to South Pole, West Virginia.
recorded back in November of 1949, about 5 weeks prior to her 14th birthday. That was Little Esther Phillips, recorded with the Johnny Otis Orchestra, a number called A Get Together Blues. Before hearing Little Esther, we heard Louis Jordan here on KRVS. Louis Jordan from 1945 doing Salt Park, West Virginia. Have another blues diva up for you here on KRVS, this time a few months prior to the Little Esther Phillips recording from July of 1949. Here is Dinah Washington.
Well, good morning, baby. Welcome back to town. Papa, welcome back to town. You're doing so much traveling, never know when you'll be round. You're a fine and mellow fella, but you're stubborn as a mule.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Hey, Walter, we need some cigarettes. Let's go in and get a pack.
Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
I'll have a pack of cigarettes.
All right, here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here they call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They said that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's lots of things sold that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about the sale tax.
These times now ain't suiting me. Corn is costing $1.03. The sale tax is on it. They live behind the jail. A sign on the wall saying liquor for sale.
You know the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it. Oh, the sale tax is on it. Everywhere you go. I never seen the like since I've been born. The women got the sales tax on the stuff at home.
All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go.
You know these sales taxes are pain. You used to could buy it for a dollar a round. Now sales tax is on it all over town.
All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go.
I'm as loving as a woman can be. The stuff I've got will cost you $1.03.
All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go.
Now you may take me to be a fool. Everything is sold by the government rules.
All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go.
From 1934, that was Bo Chapman, better known as Bo Carter, and also Walter Vinson and Lonnie Chapman, the Mississippi Sheiks, singing about sales tax. And they were preceded by Dinah Washington, who was, Dinah was singing about Baby Get Lost. We heard Dinah from 1949. Next year on KRVS, we'll stick with a tax issue. Hope everybody got theirs filed and it didn't hurt too much and none of you had to file for extensions. You could be, if you had to, you're having problems with it. You may be like Ralph Willis. Interesting Piedmont artist originally from Alabama. We're going to go back to 1951 and listen to Ralph Willis, recorded in New York City, doing a number called Income Tax.
I got my income tax this morning. Yeah, and it got to be paid. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yeah, and it's got to be paid. It's a shame, know this tax my boss has made. Tax on my electricity, tax on my gas. Should be paying tax balls on my, yes, 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 I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame, know this tax my boss has made. I ran to buy a pack of cigarettes, taxes up 3 cents. Walked out my backyard, that bullet dog won't tax on my fence. I got my income tax this morning. Yes, it's got to be paid. It's a shame, know the tax my boss has made. Tax on my electric, tax on my gas. Soon be paying tax balls on my, yes, 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 I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. Well, it hurt me, yes, it do. Though the beginning tax my boss has made, I'm a tax tonight for you. Yeah. I ran to buy a cake of soap, taxes up 3 cents. I walked out in the backyard, they had put a dog on, tax on my fence. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it's got to be paid. It's a shame, know the beginning tax my boss has made. Tax on my electricity, tax on my washing machine. Won't be no tax left board on a $10 bill. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame, know the beginning tax my boss has made.
my eyes. And I had the blues before sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. It's such a miserable feeling, a feeling I do despise. Seems like everybody's down on me. Seems like everybody, everybody's down on me. I'm gonna cast my troubles down in the deep blue sea. Today has been such a long, oh, lonesome day. Long, oh, lonesome day. I've been sitting here thinking with my mind a million miles away. Blue starts a rolling and it stops at my front door. My front door. I'm gonna change my way of living. Ain't going to worry no more. Now I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. Won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a hard shooting pistol and put her in her grave.
Great urbane blues duet of the late 20s on into around 1935. Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, doing Blues Before Sunrise. Before hearing Carr and Blackwell, we heard Ralph Willis here on KRVS. Ralph Willis from 1951 complaining about income tax. Josh White recorded with Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell back in the, I think it was around 31, 32. He was on some of their recordings as a guitarist. He was originally from the Carolinas, a really fine Piedmont-style player. And later he became really almost a cabaret-type star in New York. We're going to listen to Josh White from 1944 doing a cover of an old Blind Willie Johnson tune.
Motherless children have a mighty hard time when mother is dead. Motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead. They ain't got nowhere to go, gotta walk from door to door. Motherless children have a hard time when your mother is dead.
daddy will do the best he can when your mother is dead. Daddy will do the best he can when your mother is dead. Daddy will do the best he can, but your daddy don't understand. Motherless children have a mighty hard time when mother is dead. Treat you like your mother do when your mother is dead. Friends don't treat you like your mother do when your mother is dead. You ain't got nowhere to go, gotta walk from door to door. Motherless children have a mighty hard time when mother is dead.
Casey said, this engine's mine. I run in glory, let's make mine time. Told all the passengers better keep self here, cause we gon' shake just like Cheney did. Like Cheney did. I'm gon' leave Memphis to spread the news. The Memphis women don't wear no shoes. I got it written in the back of my shirt. I'm a Nathbone East and I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait. I'm a Nathbone East and I don't have to wait. I'm on the road again. The reason I says I'm on the road again. The police arrest me selling gin. They take me down to the station house. I not going around and they turn me out, turn me out. Not going around and they turn me out. Woman name is Alice Fry. Say I'm gonna ride with old Case or die. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. I'm a rambling woman, I got a rambling mind. Oh, I got a rambling mind. I sold my gin, I sold it straight. The police run to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head, say, "Fur, you welcome to my folding bed, my folding bed. Fur, you welcome to my folding bed." I woke up in the morning with a shower of rain. Around the curve was a passenger train. Under the bar was a hobo John, says a good old hobo. But it's dead and gone, dead and gone. Good old hobo, but it's dead and gone. Now, mama, mama, won't you look at sis standing in the backyard doing the twist. You come in here, you dirty wench. You ought to be changed at the morning bank, morning bank.
than a T.I.E. You want to scare a rabbit out of L.O.G. Just make a little stunt like a D.O.G. I'm on the road again. Now some folks say Mr. Case couldn't run, but let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, departed 9, got in New York City, it was dinner time, dinner time.
Furry Lewis, Memphis blues band. Furry Lewis first recorded back in 1927. Recorded a number of tracks, then ended up in blues obscurity, basically, for quite a number of years. He was rediscovered by folklorist Sam Charters back in 1959, and his musical career was revived. He also was in movies, on television. Really interesting guy, an ambassador for the old style of Memphis blues. Before we heard Furry Lewis here on KRVS, we heard Josh White from 1944 doing a version of an old Blind Willie Johnson tune. Josh White called it Motherless Children. The original version was Mother's Children Have a Hard Time, sort of an autobiographical piece that was, again, first recorded by Blind Willie Johnson. Next year on the Blues Box, one of the great ragtime-style blues guitarists to surface during the 1920s. From 1926, here's Blind Arthur Blake.
Going to the old country route. First thing we do, swing your part. From a knee, see, started to rain. Swing that girl over there with that blue dress on it. Bring her right on back to me. Funny fooling, cause the sun got sweet to me. Ha ha. Like they made me who? Bring that girl right on again. Now, people, if you ever heard something to make you feel good, you're gonna hear something in a few minutes, but not now. Thing, boy. Now, yes, I'm gonna make you feel good. Just listen to that thing. Bring that girl right on again. Done got good to me. Good to last drop. Just like Maxim House coffee, yeah. Just boot that thing. Look, I seen better play that thing good. With all these people listening at it, I know it's good. Yeah, it's good. I mean it's good. I'm gonna try to satisfy you if I can. Say that thing, boy. Well, now you ain't got but a few more minutes to get it fixed. And that'll be all for this evening. That's all.
won't start this morning. Oh, I'm about to lose my mind. Yeah, my starter won't start this morning. Yeah, I'm about to lose my mind. Yes, I want to find my little baby. Whoa, but my machine's all out of time. I got water in my gas tank, mama. Whoa, my back sweat's all run down. Yeah, I got water in my gas tank, mama. Well, my back sweat's all run down. Yeah, if I can't find my little baby, people, I'm gonna leave this lonesome town.
Some early John Hammond dating back to the 1960s. John with a little car trouble. My starter won't start. Before hearing John Hammond, we heard from 1926, Blind Blake, the legendary guitarist from, they think he was from Jacksonville, Florida, but nobody really knows where he was from, or they can't ascertain that for certain, and nobody really knows what happened to him after Paramount Records folded in 1932 and Blake left Chicago. We're going to turn to, Hammond's having car problems. This next duet got out on the road, but they're frustrated with the gridlock. Here's from Chicago, Joe Falisco and Eric Noden from their disc IC Special Gridlock Blues.
In the land, I speed up to the highway, coffee cup in my hand. Entrance ramp jammed up, construction in the land. Oh, yeah.
along.